感谢主的恩典，再一次来到悉尼跟弟兄姊妹有交通见面。
I once again want to thank God for His mercy and grace that I can come to Sydney to see brother and sister here in Sydney.
我想我上一次来已经是九年前了。
I believe the last time I was in the midst of you was 9 years ago.
这一次再来到弟兄姊妹的当中，实在里面非常的喜乐。
And once again, I can come this time, I feel really joyful within.
我来以前，我愿意在这三天的聚会里面跟大家来分享到重建耶和华的殿，我们从哈该书来看一看。
So before I come, I was prepared that when I come to see brother and sister, I want to share with you the rebuilding of God's temple through the book of Haggai.
好不好？我们把哈该书第一章前面第一到八节我们来读一下。
How about we open the book to Haggai and let's read from verse 1 to verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 8.
哈该书第一章第一到第八节，好不好？我们找到以后我们就一起来读，你读中文也好，你读英文也好。
Once you find the book and the place, the book is just before the book of Zechariah, which is the last book of the Old Testament.Once we find it, let's read it together in English or in Chinese. Read it together from verse 1 to verse 8.
哈该书第一章第一节。
The book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 1.
大力乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司耶稣雅说，万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华的殿时候尚未来到，那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要审查自己的行为，你们杀的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说，你们要审查自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。我们再读第十二节。
Let's read also verse 12.
第十二节，那时撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。好，我们圣经暂时就读在这里。
So Bible reading stops here.
我们都知道哈该书是小先知里面最后的三卷书之一。
We know that the book of Haggai is one of the three last minor prophet books in the Old Testament.
而且当神的话借着这最后的三位先知说完以后，就没有再说话有四百年之久。
And we know that after God has spoken through these three minor prophets, then afterwards God has not spoken to his people for about 400 years.
也就是说在主耶稣第一次来以前，这是神向他的百姓最末了所说的话。
It also tells us this is before the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This was the last time God has spoken to his people.
然后就沉默了四百年。
And then God was silent for 400 years.
也就是说在旧约里面，这是神向他的百姓最末了，很多时候也是说的最重的一些话。
It also tells us this would be the most important last words of the Lord spoken to his people.
我们只知道主耶稣很快就会第二次再来。
We all know that the Lord, the second coming is imminent.
在过去几年里面， 我们在美国每一次听江守道老弟兄讲道呢，他都是讲同样的信息。
In the past few years, when we gather together to hear Brother Stephen Kohn share his message, he always tells us this one message.
我们有的时候我们给他出的题目每一次都不一样的啊。
So often, the topic that we gave it to him is all different.
但是最后他讲的都是一样的。
But at the end, when he's spoken on the topic, he always brings to the same point.
那我们一开始就不太明白。
And so, at that time, we were not so sure what it means.
我说他这么丰富，为什么每一次都讲这些话？
Knowing that our brother Stephen Kohn is very rich in God's words, why does he always share the same message?
他最后讲什么呢？每一次都跟我们讲 ,Are you ready? 你预备好了吗？
So every time the message that our brother said was, Are you ready?
后来我们就发现因为他知道主很快就来。
And then we discover, because our brother know, our Lord's coming is very quick.
什么比预备来见主更重要的呢？
Is anything more important than preparing ourselves to meet the Lord?
不问我们主题是什么。
Doesn't matter what is our topic.
你最主要的就是主心中最重要的话，就是我来了，你们预备好了没有呢？
But most important in the heart of the Lord is, when I come, are you ready?
这次我愿意跟弟兄姊妹讲，记着哈该在末了，主耶稣第一次来以前，末了对神的百姓说话。
So this time I'd like to use the book of Haggai to see how God spoke to his people in this last time.
也就是说借着这一些的话来提醒我们预备主第二次再来。
And through these words, it's aimed to prepare us for the Lord's coming again.
哈该书跟撒迦利亚书是主借着这个一位老先知哈该，一位年轻的先知撒迦利亚来提醒以色列犹大人，你们要重建耶和华的殿。
And then God was using these two prophets, with Haggai, which is older in age, and Zechariah was a young prophet, and used through both of them to speak to his people in Judah to rebuild his temple.
你们知道，这是最后的对犹大一些提醒的话。
Because God knows this is the last time He will remind His people of Judah.
哈该书，我们这一次要把它整卷书跟你们讲。哦，你说其实只有两章啊。
And this time I'd like to spend it to go through the whole book of Haggai, which is only just two chapters.
啊，所以你们应该觉得我很快就可以讲完，你们等一下回去睡觉啊。
So you may think that my message would be short so you can go home to sleep early.
我们首先要讲一点这卷书的背景是什么时候。
But firstly, I'd like to give some background about this book.
我们都知道因着以色列因为犹大的不忠他们被掳到巴比伦去。
We know because of the unfaithfulness of Judah, they have taken into captivity.
但是因着神对他的百姓的应许，神是那位守诺言的神，所以七十年以后叫他们能够被掳归回。
But because God's faithfulness in keeping His promise, after 70 years, God was bringing them back to the same place.
如果这样的话，我们要稍微来读一下以斯拉记第一章啊，就稍微的了解一点。
So just to give us more information, let us read the first chapter of the book of Ezra.
我们还是读以斯拉记前面第一章前面八节啊。
We also want to read the verse 1 to verse 8 of chapter 1, the book of Ezra.
读完这一段我就不叫你们再读了，不要怕啊。你说你这个弟兄最喜欢读第一章一到八节啊。
And so as you thought, our brother always asked us to read verse 1 to 8 of the first chapter.
我们就很快地读一下, 我们就知道当时的背景, 历史, 以斯拉记, 第一章1到8节。
The book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. Let's read it together, English and Chinese.
波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说：波斯王古列如此说。 耶和华天上的神已经天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿。只是他是神，愿神与这人同在。凡剩下的人，无论寄居何处。 那地的人要用金银财物生畜帮助他，另外也要为耶路撒冷神的殿甘心献上礼物。于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都要起来上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。 他们四围的人就拿银器、金子、财物、牲畜、珍宝帮助他们。另外还有甘心献上的礼物。古列王也将耶和华殿的器皿拿出来，这器皿是尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷掠来，放在自己神之庙中的。 波斯王古列派库官米提利达将这器皿拿出来，按数交给犹大的首领设巴撒。好，我们就读到这里。
Our reading stops here.
我们知道当时
，We know that at that time，
70年以后，很奇妙的，虽然以色列仍然。 被掳，但是神就借着波斯王古列，叫他们可以回去建殿。And
so it's very interesting, amazing that though the children of Israel was in captivity for 70 years, but yet after these 70 years, yet God raised up King Cyrus and through him to allow the people to go back to their land.
我们在以斯拉记就记载的很清楚。
And so what we read in the book of Ezra is very clearly.
如果你读但以理书第九章，你也看到但以理读到耶利米书的时候，他就祷告神就鼓动了波斯王古列来做这件事情。And
even in the book of Daniel in chapter 9, also Daniel know that it is 70 years as spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. He also prayed so that God started and moved the king Cyrus to send his people back.
然后不单单叫他们可以回去，
and not only just send them back，
而且就是把他神庙里面尼布甲尼撒偶像的圣殿里面这些金器这些器皿都给他们送回去，
and not only just let them to go back， but also was commanded that all the gold article and silver article that the king Nebuchadnezzar have taken from the house of the Lord will also allow them to take them back.
所以就是有两个领袖，一个是政治的领袖所罗巴伯，一个是宗教的领袖大祭司约书亚，带着他们有五万人回到耶路撒冷去。So
God raised up two leaders, and the spiritual leader is Joshua, and the military leader is Zerubbabel. To lead the 50,000 people to go back.
而且吩咐当时周围的人，他们需要什么都要供给他们，帮助他们。
And even command all the people around them that whatever their need is to provide it to them.
对一个王国的民族来讲，这是没有可能的事情。
It's impossible if you think about another nation like this.
但是我们实在知道以色列 国的身上有很多事情发生都是没有可能的啊。
But we all know when things happen in the nation of Israel, many are miracles and things that is impossible to make.
所以他们回去以后很顺利的就
在那里耶路撒冷为圣殿重建根基。
And so as they have gone back, they start at Jerusalem to rebuild the temple and lay the foundation.
第二年根基就建立起来。
And the second year, the foundation was fully laid.
但是后来因为政治气氛的改变
，But because of change in political power,
他们周围的邻居在那里起来反对
，Because all their neighbors raise up to against them.
哦，因为那个地已经给这些人占了，他们在那里盖圣殿，这些人觉得很大的威胁，就把他们告到皇帝那里去。
Because all the neighbors feel that they are threatened.Because these people are there building the temple and taking over the land.
因着政治的因素，所以他们就停下来，没有办法继续来建神的殿。
And because of this political problem, they have to stop their work in rebuilding the temple.
你知道一停就停了十五年。
Do you know how long once they stop? They stop for 15 years.
哈该就是在这个时候。神兴起的先知叫他们去提醒以色列君就是政治的领袖所罗巴伯跟宗教的领袖约书亚还有所有的被称为愚民说你们为什么自己住在天花板的房子里面神的殿是荒凉的呢
And it's at this time that God had raised up the prophet Haggai to send this message to the political leader Zerubbabel and the spiritual leader of Joshua and also the remnant and speaking to them say, why are you living in paneled houses and yet the house of God is in ruin?
而且我们再去思想这一些被掳归回的这些犹大人。
Now if we think more about all these people of Judah,That was returned from captivity.
你知道哈该书不是写给留在巴比伦的这些犹太人。
You know that the book of Haggai is not written to all those people of Judah that are still in captivity in Babylon, but are written to those that are returned to Jerusalem.
哈该书也不是写给所有一般的人。
And also Haggai, the book of Haggai is not written to average people.
是特别写给这些在圣经里面称为是叫愚民的这些以色列的百姓
Because in the Bible is clearly saying that this book is written to the remnant of Israel
也就是说他们这些人被掳了
These people they were in captivity
本来在巴比伦住了七十年以后、哦、个个都混得不错可以这么讲哈、
After they were dwelling in Babylon for 70 yearsThey were quite well off in Babylon.
我就想到啊，我为什么要选这卷书跟着大家讲
？And I was asking myself, why do I choose this book to speak to you?
因为我觉得这卷书的对象跟我们今天这里的这些人有很多相同的地方。
Because I feel the object of this letter are very similar to us that are here today.
因为这不是写给所有的人
Because the book is not written to everybody
也不是写给所有的以色列百姓所有的基督徒
And not written to all the children of Israel or to all the Christians
这些人他们离开巴比伦回到耶路撒冷这一群人
But it's written to the people that have left Babylon and returned to Jerusalem
他们回去为了什么回去
Why, for what reason do they return to Jerusalem?
他们在巴比伦其实他们生活很好有他们的产业有他们的生意
They were living quite satisfied life in Babylon with lands and houses.
他们回去唯一的原因是因为他们记得神给他们的应许他们回去是重建耶和华的殿
But there's only one reason that they want to return because they remember God's promise to themThat will bring them back to Jerusalem to rebuild His temple.
如果你读以斯拉记第三章的时候，当殿殿根将立好根基的时候，他们这些人呐、是一直在哭啊，在流眼泪啊，在笑啊，在喜乐、啊，为了耶和华的殿能够开始立根基，里面非常的火热喜乐。
If you read the third chapter of the book of Ezra, You see that when they finished laying the foundation for the temple of God, all these people that were full of joy in tears of joy.
或者我再稍微再讲一点，这些
maybe say a bit more.
回去的这些人
，all these people that have returned.
当时耶路撒冷已经是被毁的一片荒地。
When they got to Jerusalem, at that time the land was waste.
他们已离开了他们经营七十年寄居的那个很丰富的巴比伦，当时非常兴盛的地方。
And they have left Babylon, which is a very prosperous city, and their houses and land and gold there, and yet come to this land of waste.
虽然当时巴比伦已经给波斯灭了，但他们的生活仍然是相当好的。
And even at that time, Babylon was taken over by the kingdom of Persia, but their life was still very well off.
他们回去唯一的原因不是为了好像从中国移民到澳大利亚，我们觉得更好的教育、更好的天气、更好的生活，你们来的啊。
And that reason for returning from Babylon to Jerusalem is not like this day you want to get out of China to come to Australia for better education, better opportunity, and better air quality.
我是从加州来的啊，跟你们这边很像啊，都是很多从中国来的，为了更好的生活来的啊。
Because our brothers came from Canada and
California.
California, and so a lot of Chinese immigrants went to California with the same thought.
但是他们回去以后上只是为了建造耶和华的殿。
But these people, the reason for them to return to Jerusalem is to rebuild the temple of the Lord.
离开了他们的产业，离开了他们的丰富，去为了神的见证而回去的。
Because of God's testimony, they have left behind their houses and their wealth.
但是当他们遇到困难的时候
，But when they face difficulty,
这些渔民忘记了他们为什么回去。
And this random suddenly forgot about the reason for their return.
一下子一停下来，就停了大概15年。
And when they stopped their work, it's they stopped for about 15 years.
所以你看到哈该书一开始，神的话借着所罗巴伯，向所罗巴伯和约书亚所说的话，第二节说，万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
And so, when God sent his prophet to speak to Zerubbabel and to Joshua and say, Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, These people say, The time has not come, the time that the house of the Lord should be built.
那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, saying,Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins?
我不知道你们读这些话，你们有没有什么感觉？
I don't know when you read these words, what is your feeling?
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我记得25年前，我就是这几天，我们曾经到 Richmond, Virginia, 江弟兄在那里有一个特别的聚会，讲了三篇道。
And I believe about 25 years ago,
this month,
and about in this month, in Richmond, Virginia, that brother Stephen Kong also spoken at a conference for the three messages.
第一篇信息叫 Who are we? 我们是谁？
And the first message was about Who are we?
第二篇的信息是 Why we are so gathering? 我们为什么这样去聚会？
And the second one is why we are so gathering.
第三堂信息是 What is our testimony? 我们的见证是什么？
And the third message is what is our testimony?
我相信你们当中很多人读过这三篇的信息，有中文的，也有英文的。
I believe that many among us have read these three messages because it's available in Chinese and English.
到底我们是谁？
We ask, who are we?
我们为什么这样聚聚会？
And why do we so gathering together?
我们的见证是什么？
And what is our testimony here?
就是像这些被掳归回耶路撒冷的渔民一样。
And just like this remnant that had go back to Jerusalem.
他们是谁？
Who are they?
他们是神的选民。
They are God's chosen people.
他们不单是神的选民。
And not only they are God's chosen people.
因着他们祖宗的背叛，他们被掳了，但是呢，因着神的恩典，他们要回耶路撒冷重建神的殿，为了神的见证。
But for God's testimony, even though their forefather had rebelled against God, so they were taken into captivity to Babylon, but now they were willing to return to this land to rebuild God's temple.
他们不单是神的选民。
So they are not only just God's chosen people.
他们是在神选民当中特别蒙召，再为了神的见证回到耶路撒冷去重建他的殿。
But they are the remnant, the chosen people that were called by God to come back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple of God for His testimony.
今天我们是谁？
And today who are we?
我们是神的儿女，对不对？
We are God's chosen children.
我们是蒙恩得救的基督徒，对不对？
We are Christians saved by grace.
我觉得我们不单单是这样。
But we believe we are not only just Christians.
我们不单单是基督教传统里面所谓重生得救的一群基督徒而已。
I don't feel we're just a born again Christian in a traditional Christianity.
我们是蒙神特别的呼召，看到神的心意，知道神永远的旨意，知道我们的见证是什么。
But we are the people that are called by God because we know His eternal purpose and His will and what is His testimony.
我们脱离传统的基督教。
We have left the traditional Christianity.
我们没有在这些宗派的里面。
We're not in any denomination.
我们没有在一些制度的底下。
We're not under any systems.
我们说我们愿意按照神的心意，在这个地方做基督身体合一的见证的一群人。
We say we are gathering here according to the Bible to show forth the body of Christ as a testimony.
你知道，在历世历代，我们看教会历史的时候
，When we look through the history of the church，
我们看到神所要的是一群见证人。
We see that in every generation, God is looking for the people that can bear His testimony.
刚才我们的弟兄带我们唱的诗歌
，Our brother was teaching us a song before.
他只唱了三节啊。
And he only led us to sing the first three verse.
他还留着好的在后面，明天再跟你们唱。
Because the brother saved the best for later, tomorrow.
第一节，他在那里特别是讲到，在神的心意里面，在亘古，在过去的永远里面，神心中有一个期待。
And it tells us in verse 1, say, in the ages, in the heart of God, there is a desire.
他要得着一个新的城。
God wants a new city.
但是人呢，竟然在那里违背他的旨意。
But men yet rebel against God's will.
在那里盖人的巴别塔。
But men have went to build their own Tower of Babel.
人，神造人的目的是什么呢？
What is the And for God created man.
神造人的目的是照着他的形象跟样式造我们，叫我们能够成为他的见证人，对不对？
For God has created man in his image and after his likeness so that we can be his living testimony.
叫我们能够把他见证出来。
We can show forth his testimony.
但是人仅要高举自己来告他的巴别塔，来叫自己扬名。
And yet men were most interested in self to manifest self to build a tower of Babel to show forth themselves.
所以他这里说，神啊，你的心里面是多么的沉重啊。
So that it says that God has a heavy heart.
你在人身上的旨意没有人明白啊，还仍言风啊。
For the will, your will for men, no one had understood and they rebel against you.
所以有一天他遇到了亚伯兰。
Until one day, God met Abraham.
就是这位有信心、信心之父，愿意听神的话的。
The father of faith, the one willing to listen to God.
所以神一直累积的心意呢，就找到倾诉的人。
So all that which were in God's heart, now he found someone that he can share with.
这是第一节啊。
And that was the first stanza.
第二节讲到雅各。
And the second stanza and speak us about Jacob.
你知道雅各离家出走啊。
You know that Jacob have left home.
没有办法啊。
Because there's no way out. The only way to save his life was to left home.
他第二节说无家之哀你深知啊。
And God fully understand his sorrow of being homeless.
他没有地方去啊。
He had nowhere to go.
然后他在梦里面就遇到这个天梯。
But yet in his dream, he saw the ladder to heaven.
天地相连。
He saw heaven
连在一起。
Was connected to the earth.
那个时候在世界那个地方雅各遇到什么呢？
And at the place of Sichem, who did Jacob met?
那个原来那里神告诉他，这里是天的门呐、啊，我们天地可以沟通的。
And God told him, "Here is the gate of heaven, where heaven connected to earth."
雅各醒来说，哎呀，神真在这里啊。
And so when Jacob wake up, he's like, "God is at this place."
这是神的殿呐、啊。
This is God's temple.
第一次 the house of God, 神的殿能够启示出来，就是在雅各这里。
So the first time the house of God was revealed in Jacob.
你知道神的意思。
Do you know God's meaning?
神就特别纪念大卫。
And also God remembered David.
你知道大卫的是一个伟大的君王。
We know that David is very famous and great king.
但如果你知道大卫的历史呢，他也不是一个太好的东西啊。
But if you really know the story about David, throughout his life, he was not a very good man.
但是他有一样东西，神特别喜欢他。
But there's one thing in David that God liked him most.
神说他是合我心意的人。
And God called him a man after my own heart.
因为他知道神心里面最要的是什么。
Because David understand what is the desire in God's heart.
神最要的是他要得着一个殿。
Because in God's heart, what he really want is a temple, a house.
他要这个殿干什么呢？
Why did God want a house?
他要在那个里面与人相会。
Because in this house, God will meet with his people.
神曾经对大卫说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳，你们要为我造何等的居所呢？
And God will ask David, say, Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool, and what kind of temple do you want to build for me?
神说，我是要看重你们这些因着我的话，心，因我的话而战惊恐惧人的心。
And God said, what really pleased me is,You who listen to my word in trembling.
我们都知道圣殿是说是神的殿，神的家。
We know that we call the temple, the holy temple is really God's house.
但是你知道是神要在那里能够与人相会。
It's been called the house of God because God wants to meet with men at his house.
我们都知道旧约的圣殿说出了也特别预表啊，新约的教会。
And we know in the Old Testament, the temple really is a shadow for the church in the New Testament.
也就是说，神要与人同住。
It was God's way of expressing His desire to dwell among men.
神要与人，天地要相连。
For God wants the earth to connect with heaven.
神要住在我们当中。
God wants to dwell in our midst.
旧约是神住在他的殿里面。
So in the Old Testament, God dwell in His temple.
新约是神要做教会的元首，做基督身体的头。
And yet in the New Testament, God want to be head of the church, which is the body of Christ.
我们都知道在历世历代以来。
And we know that throughout the ages of history.
旧约从会幕到圣殿。
In the Old Testament, from the tabernacle to the Holy Temple,
都是讲到神要得这地上的一群见证。
It all spoken to us that God wants to gain a group of people that for His testimony.
借着圣殿，他与人同住。
And through the temple, He was able to dwell among men.
借着圣殿里面献祭，借着律法，神能够来到人当中。
And through the sacrifice and also all the rituals in the holy temple, God was able to come among men.
但是新约里面我们知道那是真正的，旧约是影儿，新约是实际。
We know the Old Testament is a shadow, but the New Testament is the reality.
他要得着一些真正的见证人。
God wants to gain the true testimony.
不是在宗教里面的所谓的基督教。
And not just Christians within the Christianity tradition.
而是回到基督里面的单纯的在那里能够让耶稣基督真正的做主做王的一群人。
But he wants to gain the people that is with simplicity and purity who want to gather within Christ.
我们常常都知道我们这些愿意照着主的心意而带出他见证的永远不会是基督教的主流。
And we know, always know this, that for those that really want to do the will of God, know His heart, we will not be become the mainstream in the Christianity.
如果你读教会历史的话，
If you read the history of the church,
你如果你读有一本书叫做《走天路的教会》的时候， Pilgrim Church,
And if you read this book about Pilgrim Church,
其实历世历代那些真正体贴神心意的人，
And throughout the ages, those that really understand the heart of God,
他们都是那一群按着圣经的教导，按着神的心意，很简单的让耶稣基督做主，叫他们在一起配搭服侍，就是要把耶稣基督见证出来的一群人。
And you know these people,When they're gathering together, they only have this simple aim, is that among them, they want to exalt Christ.
他们不是被世人所知道的一群人。
And they were really unknown to the people in the world.
他们是受很多人的误解的一群人。
And they are often been misunderstood by people.
他们很多受很多的藐视的一群人。
And so often they are looked down by other people.
但是他们里面有一件事情是非常的重要。
But among them, there's one thing that is most important.
神要的见证在我们的身上。
God wants a testimony which is in us.
刚才我们所唱的那首诗歌啊，这位Moses 说黄历。我们David Huang的弟兄以前带领过他，也是我所熟悉的一位神的仆人。
So the hymn that Brother Moses led before about Brother David Huang, who have been his guidance in his spiritual growth, also is known to our Brother Eric.
他92年在洛杉矶医院里面病得很重的时候。
When in 1992 in Los Angeles, he was very sick in the hospital.
已经到了人生最后的一段路。
And he was also come to his last moments of his life.
我去医院看望他。
And I went to visit him in the hospital.
他那个时候呢，他癌症末期，讲话已经讲不出来了。
Because he's in the very late stage of cancer, he at that time he's not able to speak.
他很辛苦的。讲出两个字，最后我听到他讲的两个字。
But with his most strength, he was have said two words which I heard from him.
就是建造。
And he said was to build.
建造。
Building.
神的家。
Building God's house.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这里做什么？
And dear brothers and sisters, why are we here today?
我们今天在这里是要为神在地上的见证，我们建造基督的身体。
We are here because of a testimony of God's testimony on the earth. We are building up the body of Christ.
不是建造一个辉煌的基督教的工作。
We're not here to build a very glamorous Christian work.
不是在这里建造一些人的丰功伟绩，能够叫人立名盖拜别塔一样。
We are not here building something that will exalt a man like building the Tower of Babel.
我们是要回去重建耶和华的殿。
We are returning to rebuild the temple of the Lord.
什么叫做重建耶和华的殿？
What does it mean to rebuild the temple of the Lord of hosts?
就是在那里完全的让神，让耶和华做主做王。
It means at that place, God is king, God is Lord.
什么叫做见证？
What does it mean to be called a testimony?
不见一人，只见耶稣。
We see no man but Jesus.
什么叫做神永远的旨意？
What does it mean by God's eternal purpose?
神永远的旨意。
God's eternal purpose.
在以弗所书第三章那里第九到十一节那里告诉我们很清楚。
In the book, in the epistle of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 9 to 10, it clearly tells us what it is.
那里告诉我们说，又要使众人都明白。这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这就是神在耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
So verse 9, And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages have hidden in God,who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这里说到，为要借着教会使天上执政掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
It tells us here that through the church God want to show forth his manifold wisdom to the principality, powers and heavenly places.
教会是什么？
And what is the church?
教会是你跟我。
Church includes you and me.
教会就是我们一起重生得救的人。
Church includes every born again Christian.
蒙召的一群人。
And those that are called by God,
不单单是重生得救，
they're not only saved and born again,
是从世界、从传统、从宗教里面给召出来的一群人。
But they are the people that were called out of the world, out of tradition, and out of every man's systems.
我们在这里要做一件事。
And we're only here to do one thing.
为耶稣基督是我的主，是教会的元首做见证。
We are only gathering here to be a testimony that Jesus Christ is our head and we are his church.
我们彼此做肢体。
And we are here members to one another.
在耶稣基督做主做头之外，我们没有别的头，没有别的组织，没有别的 agenda, 没有别的议题。
Apart from Jesus being our Lord and being our head,We have no other agenda, we have no other motives.
当时哈该时代，以色列人，这些犹太人，他们回到耶路撒冷为的是什么？
So at the time of Haggai, why does these people want to return to Judah?
他们只有一个目的。
They went there with one aim.
重建耶和华的殿。
They went back to rebuild the temple of the Lord of hosts.
但是很可惜， 有一点困难了。
But it's pity that they have faced some difficulty.
他们就停下来。
And so they stopped.
一停就停了十五年。
And when they stopped, they stopped for 15 years.
在这里做别的事情。
And so they went to do other things.
所以哈该书就是在这种背景里面，神借着哈该向他们说话。
And so the book of Haggai was written in these circumstances, God through him to speak to his people.
所以第五节那里，现在万军耶和华是说，你们要审查自己的行为。
And in verse 5, it says, Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
第七节，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要审查自己的行为。
And verse 7, Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
如果我们看到第二章第十五节呢，又说到，现在你们要追想怎么样怎么样怎么样。
And verse 15 in chapter 2 also, and now carefully consider from this day forward.
18节再说，你们要追想此日以前，追想耶和华殿内根基的日子。
And even verse 18, chapter 2, say, consider now from this day forward, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Consider it.
审查
Consider it.
是用心在其上
Is spend time to carefully consider what it means.
去思想，去追想一下
To meditate and also to examine it.
你们用心在什么事情上面呢？现在
And now, what do you spend your heart and time on?
他们变成正在努力盖自己的房子。
Because all these people were laboring hard to build their own houses.
我不知道你们在这里用心在做什么。
I don't know what is your heart here that you are building.
年轻人用心的在玩。
And maybe the young people are really spending their time playing.
哦，他们现在年轻人又会吃又会喝。
Because the young people now, they are so, know how to eat and play.
啊，就算他没有带你去吃，你也知道他吃什么，因为他在网上通通来 post 这些他吃的好东西。
Because before they went to a place to eat, they will find out all the pictures about what they're going to eat and even post them online for you to see first.
我们中年人呢，就拼命的为了事业而拼命。
And for people that are in the middle age, they were just doing all they could for that work, career.
用心为了他们孩子能够去到最好的学校，从小就给他们找到什么学区房啊，学芭蕾舞啊，弹钢琴啊，很多很多很多很多。我不知道我们那里是这样，不过你们这里是不是这样啊
？And even for parents here, they spending all their time how to prepare their children for a better future and sending them to different classes for piano, for dance, for tutoring, and just want to prepare them.
老年人同样很用心，如何养生啊，如何去旅游。如何去农家乐
And even for the older age brother and sister, they're spending their time of how to keep themselves well and wedding and go for holiday.
你知道我们都太忙了。
You can see that every one of us, doesn't matter what age we are, we're all very busy.
我们忘记了我们首要的工作是什么。
But we all forgotten our most important job.
我们为什么回耶路撒冷。
We forgot why do we return to Jerusalem.
神为什么救我们？
Why does God save us?
神为什么叫我们听到神永远的旨意？
Why God let us hear about his eternal purpose?
神为什么叫我们听到基督身体的见证？
Why does God let us hear aboutThe body, the testimony of body of Christ.
为什么我们不像别人那样聚聚
那样
聚会呢
gather like any other people.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候，当我们一忙碌的时候，我们就忘记了我们首要的工作也好，呼召也好，使命也好。
And dear brothers and sisters, you know, when we are busy, we are likely to just forget about our chief aim and our most important job.
很多时候啊，当我们做这些，啊，我不是说这些是不好的事情，是犯罪的事情，这都是正经当当的事情。
And many times what we do is not that saying we are sinning, but maybe we are doing legitimate work.
你越做，好像你就觉得是越应该做。
And the more you do those kind of work, the more you feel you should be doing it.
但是当你要做到一些属灵的事情的时候，
But interestingly, when you want to do something which is related spiritual work,
或者是你做一些神要你做的事情的时候，
Or maybe you are doing the work that God wants you to do,
很多时候就没有那么顺利。
And you feel that things doesn't go as smoothly.
很多时候会有一些的难处。
He found that there seemed to be always some difficulty on the way.
好像以色列人，就犹太人他们刚刚回耶路撒冷的时候，心里火热呀。
Just like the children of Judah when they returned to Jerusalem, they were all very upbeat.
哦，奠立根基的时候，他们流泪啊，他们欢呼，他们歌唱啊，我们回来就是为了这个目的啊。
And when they laid the foundation for the temple, they were weeping, they were singing, they were dancing. That's what we returned to Jerusalem for, to rebuild the temple.
但是他们继续要建造的时候，
But when they just want to continue to build the temple,
哪里有属灵的建造，哪里就有属灵的征战，对不对？
Whenever there is spiritual building work, there's always spiritual battle.
所以仇敌来拦阻他们。
And so the enemy will come against them.
他们周围的邻居来反对他们。
All their neighbor to raise up, to rebel, to reject them.
他们觉得做属灵的事情很困难。
So they feel that to do something spiritual, why it is so difficult?
他们就想到，哦，原来建造耶和华的殿还不是时候。
And so they find a reason, an excuse for themselves, saying that maybe it's not the right time to build the house of the Lord.
他们就好用这个时间来做我们有兴趣的事情。
Maybe we should just go and do something that we'll interest to be doing.
来建造自己的房屋。
Maybe we should start building our own house.
建造自己的国度。
Maybe we want to build our own kingdom.
你发现当你这样做的时候是很方便的。
And you also realize when you do this kind of thing, it seems to be very convenient.
你这样做的时候好像很顺利的。
And everything you do seems to be very smooth.
为什么？
Why?
尤其是你们做好像比别人做还顺利。
And it seems to be that when you do it, it's even easier than any other people doing it.
因为有的时候仇敌都会帮帮你忙的，他不但不反对，还会帮你忙的。
As if the enemy will not come to hinder you, but he will actually help you.
把你推到世界里面去。
Because he is so wants to push you back into the world.
啊，他一开始没有把你放到罪恶里面，你还是啊光明正大，心里蛮有平安的啊。
And so in the beginning, he will not push you into sin. He will push you to something that is right, and so you have peace in your heart.
哦，把你放到非常成功的里面去，你还说，哎呀，我工作真是很有见证啊。
And then he maybe push you to be very successful in a career, so you feel that really I have a good testimony in my career.
但是他的目的是叫你忘记你本来应做的责任。
But his motive is to make you forget about what your original aim is.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上，不管你是做医生也好，做工程师也好，做家庭主妇也好，做学生也好，你知道你真正的 vocation, 你真正的职业是什么吗？
And dear brothers, whether in the world you're a doctor, or whether you're an engineer, whether you're just a housewife or a student, or do you know what is your real vocation?
你是耶和华的见证人。
You are God's testimony.
你蒙恩得救蒙召是要做一个 侍奉神的人。
You have been chosen, been called and saved so that you can be God's testimony.
你们都有过这样爱主的心。
You all have such experience of God's love.
你们也曾经为了神的事工，为了传福音大发日日热心。
And you also have been fervently were involved into the preaching of the gospel.
你们也曾经尝过主恩的滋味。
And you all have tasted the goodness of the Lord.
你们也听过神永远的见证，你们是谁，我们为什么这样聚会，我们的见证是什么。
And you all heard about God's eternal purpose, and who are we, and why we gathering in this way, and what is our testimony.
但是，当我们走的时候，我们碰到困难了，我们碰到拦阻了。
But when we start to walk in this way, and we start to face difficulty and also problems,
我们觉得教会的弟兄姊妹，有的时候是给我们一些伤害的。
And sometimes we feel that our brother and sister in the church are always trying to damage us, cause problem to us.
我经常都说啊，如果你在教会里面，你身上没有一点伤痕的话。
And I always question, if you've been in the church and you have never been hurt and have no wounds,
你从来没有真正的进到身体里面去。
Then the reality is that you have never entered into the body of Christ.
你没有真正的进到侍奉的里面。
And you've never gone deep into your service.
你可能碰了一点难处，马上就缩回来了。
Because when you face a little difficulty, you are quickly to draw back.
而且好像以色列人碰到一点难处，马上就停工，一停，停了多少年？数年。
And just like the people of Judah, when they are facing difficulty, they justStop, and when they stop, they stop for 15 years.
也没有做什么坏事，建造自己的房屋。
They are not doing something wrong, they are just building their own house.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神的话在这里提醒我们。
The word of God is reminding us here.
你们要省察你们的行为。
Carefully consider your ways.
你们要看看你们所做的跟你们的身份跟你们的呼召相称吗？
What you are doing, is it match up to your calling?
还有神的话更清楚来提醒我们。
And the word of God is very clearly to remind us.
你们满足吗？
Are you satisfied?
第六节告诉我们。
And in verse 6, chapter 1 of Haggai, verse 6 tells us,
你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的，将工钱装在破瓮的囊中。
You have so much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you do not fill with drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm.And you who earn wages to put into a bag with holes.
当人离开了主要他走的道路上面的时候，
When a man has departed from the way that the Lord has appointed for him.
物质上面你得了很多，
And maybe in physical things you have gained so much, material things you've gained so much.
但是呢，你赚到的钱呢，都存在有破漏的钱囊里面去。
But all the money that you, wages that you earn is as if been put into a bag with holes, so they all just leaked out.
说你撒的种多，收的少，你吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖。
And you have sown so much, yet you can harvest so little. And you eat, but yet you never feel enough. And you drink, and yet you never quench your thirst. And you may have clothed yourself, But you always feel that you're not warm enough.
你们满足吗？
Are you satisfied?
你们灵里面饱足吗？
Are you satisfied spiritually?
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brother and sister,
圣经里面告诉我们，你得了全世界，赔上了自己的魂生命，值得吗？
And even the Bible tells us, if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, is it worth it?
所罗门告诉我们，虚空的虚空，日光之下，无心事。
And Solomon even tells us, vanity of vanity, there is nothing new under the sun.
特别是神的儿女。
Especially towards the children of God.
你知道神的话怎么说吗？
Do you know what the word of God said?
神说，凡称为我名下的人，我是为了我的荣耀而造你们的。
And God even said, for all those are called by my name,is created for my glory.
什么叫做荣耀？
What does it mean by glory?
当神显出来就是荣耀。
When God is manifest, then that is glory.
当神的同在显出来，
When God's presence is being felt,
那是碰到一点荣耀。
Then you have met glory.
当神的旨意在你身上能够完成的时候，你里面有一种满足的喜乐，那个喜乐叫你有说不出来的享用跟丰富。
And so, but when God's purpose for in you is accomplished, and that is within you, that is joy that's unspeakable, you feel filled with satisfaction.
在我们当中有一位年长的弟兄已经92岁了。
And in the midst of my gathering, there's an older brother that's more than 90 years old.
每个礼拜要做这个肾脏透析 kidney dialysis 三次，那个两个手啊，你看到 looks terrible， 很恐怖的。
And because of kidney failure, he needs to have a dialysis three times a week, so that you can see throughout his arms is full of needle holes.
而且是很多毛病。的毛病，吃牙也不好，吃东西也不好。他本来很喜欢吃的，现在也吃。
And then because of that sickness, he bring a lot of other trouble health wise, and also is not able to eat well, even though he really like to eat.
但是我告诉你，什么聚会他都要来。
But I can tell you, doesn't matter what kind of meeting it is, he always want to attend.
而且他来了还舍不得走。
And once he come, he really doesn't want to leave.
而且很喜欢。看看弟兄姊妹，拿这个 walker 来看看你们。
And this older brother also like to use his walker, walk around and see each every brother's sisters.
他最近他又有什么身体又进了医院啊。
But recently that was because of other sickness, he's gone back into hospital.
我上个礼拜到美国东岸去，他说你有很多弟兄姊妹知道，说你告诉弟兄姊妹他身体，我现在身体很糟糕。他说你去告诉他们。
And then last week, when I went to see him, he told me,
I go to the East Coast, see other brothers. He asked me to tell the brothers.
Right. When a brother went to the East Coast to see other brothers, then this old brother tell brother Eric, like, when he go there, tell them that I'm well. Really unwell. Sickness.
他说我的病很麻烦，但是往里面很喜乐。
And he said, though, I'm so troubled with so many sicknesses, but in my heart, it's full of joy.
而且往里面很平安。
And also, I have peace in my heart.
我看到这是真的。
And I can say that it's real.
弟兄姊妹，凡称为神名下的人。
Dear brothers, for those that have been called by the name of the Lord.
神说，我是为了我的荣耀而造你们的。
It's because of my glory that I have created you.
我们的肉身可能会衰残。
And even our earthly body will decay.
但是我们里面的人，我们灵里面是那有满足的喜乐。
But our inner man is renewed day by day and is filled with joy.
因为他是行在神的旨意里面。
And because he is walking in the will of God,
他是在建造神的教会的实际里面。
Because it's in the reality of building God's church.
以前都是他讲道，现在他不能讲了，要我们这些人来讲。
In the past, it was the brother that's giving the message, but now he cannot give any more message. We have to give message.
我们讲经没有他讲的那么好。
And when we speak from the word of God, we cannot explain it as well as he does.
但是当他来到我们当中，这样告诉我们的时候，这样告诉我们他里面平安喜乐的时候。
And when he comes among us and tells us how that he's full of joy and peace within.
弟兄姊妹，他现在给我们的帮助比以前讲道讲得好的时候帮助更大，我告诉你。
I can tell you he's more helpful to us today than when he was giving the messages.
他在这里他的生命供应了我们的生命。
Because when he's here, his life is supplying to each one of us.
在那里他有真正的建造。
Because when he's there, he's really building.
神说，你们要省察你们的行为。
And God said,Carefully consider your ways.
你们满足吗？
Are you satisfied?
如果你没有在属灵的建造上连上神的旨意的话，
If in your spiritual work is not connected to God's will and purpose,
你就是像第六节所说的，
then you'll be in a situation as verse 6 is telling you.
所以第七节再说。
And that's why verse 7 repeats.
你们要向前看，不要向后看，你们浪费了很多的时间，赚了那么多钱也藏在有破漏的袋里，你们现在就向前看，第七节。
And so God is telling them, don't look back. You have wasted so much time, but now start to look forward. Because in the past,You may have earned many wages, but they all put into a bag with holes.
你们要省察自己的行为。
Carefully consider your ways.
看看你所做的。
And see what you are doing.
看看你生活的方式。
And look at the way you live.
看看你生活的态度。
And also see what is your attitude in life.
你要做什么呢？第八节。
And what should you be doing?
你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
So in verse 8 it says, Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple that I might take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord.
上山，
Go to the mountains,
跟世界分别出来。
We can see it's a separation from the world.
到主的面前，
and gone before the Lord.
在那里能够与主有很好的交通，
so that you can have a good fellowship with the Lord.
当你跟你主有好的交通的时候，
and when you have a good communion with the Lord,
你在那里得到建造神家的材料，
and you receive the material for building God's house.
所以你要向山取木料。
And so you had to go to the mountain and get wood.
当你这样取木料的时候，
And when you are going there and bringing back the wood,
耶和华说什么？
And what does the Lord say?
我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
I will take pleasure in it and be glorified.
建造神的家是为了荣耀神。
For building God's house,is to glorify God.
是叫神喜乐的。
And so that God can take pleasure in it.
这是神所要的。
And this is what God wants.
弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
他告诉我们要到他那里取木料。
God is telling us we should go to him to get material.
到山上去。
will go to the mountains.
上山都很辛苦啊。
And go to the go up the mountain is difficult.
要付代价的。
You have to pay a price.
然后不单是取木料。
And not only to bring wood.
还要把这些木料带回来。
You need to bring the wood back.
到神的面前建造。
And then come before God and build his house.
神说我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
And God said, I will take pleasure and be glorified.
弟兄姊妹，今天在你生命里面，你有没有叫神喜乐过？
Dear brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, in your life, have you ever bring pleasure to the Lord?
或者你有没有想过你叫神因着你而喜乐一点？
Or have you ever considered that God may take pleasure in you?
或者整天想为什么我这么不喜乐
Or maybe you always thinking every day, why am I so unhappy?
为什么我里面啊没有满足
And why I'm not satisfied within?
弟兄姊妹，我们的被造是凡称为我名下的人，神说是我是为了我的荣耀而造你。
Dear brothers and sisters, God is saying that for those that are called by my name, I created you for my glory.
神造万物的时候没有一样被造，神说是照着他的形象跟样式造的。
When God created the world, he didn't create them in his image and after his likeness.
只有造人的时候是照着他的形象跟样式。
It's only when God created man that he created him in his image and like after his likeness.
他的形象和样式是什么？
And what is God's image and likeness?
他的形象和样式就是荣耀。
Because that is glory.
像他就是荣耀。
When you like God, that's glory.
神造我们为了他的荣耀。
God created us for his glory.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
造我们为了我们能够生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，对不对？
For God have said to them that they should multiply and fill the earth.
生养众多不是只叫我们生孩子。
And when God say that they may bring forth bear fruit, it's not just to have children.
是叫我们把他的生命彰显出来。
It's so that we can reveal and manifest his life.
遍满全地。
And to fill the whole earth.
在地上彰显出他的生命。
So that on the earth, we can show forth his life.
而且治理这地，把他的权柄也带出来。
And we can govern the land so that can manifest God's rule.
你什么时候真正的满足于喜乐呢？
Is that a time when you're truly satisfied and joyful?
当神用你的时候。
Is when God uses you.
当神充满你的时候。
And when God fills you.
虽然你外面可能身体很糟糕。
And maybe outwardly, your body is not in great state.
我希望不要等你们身体糟糕的时候才显出神的荣耀啊。
But I hope that you will not wait until your body is in trouble that you want to show glorify God.
今天神用你一下。
But today, let God use you.
今天神用你去传福音。
God may use you to share the gospel.
你自己都不相信，他竟然信了。
And maybe what you share, you didn't believe yourself, but the person you share to, yeah, he believed.
你觉得惊奇啊。
You thought that's so amazing.
你一传福音跟他讲两节圣经他就信了。
How come you just share with him two verses from the Bible and that person believed?
你都不相信你自己会传福音的，结果他信了。
You don't even believe yourself can share the gospel and yet that person can believe.
我记得我以前在中国啊，有一个老弟兄告诉我，说你只要敢传他就敢信。
I believe that back in China, there was older brother that told me that if you dare to share the gospel, then they will dare to believe.
当你都不信的时候，他信了，你里面一种喜乐呀，一种满足啊，什么？神用了你一下。
And when you don't believe yourself can share the gospel, and when you share the gospel, someone believes, you feel that that's inward satisfaction. And that is God's will.
当神用你的时候
,when God uses you,
那里就有真正属灵的建造。
For there will be real spiritual building.
那里就是真正的重建耶和华的殿。
And what you're doing is rebuilding God's temple.
你们要审查你们所做的，你们的行为，你们的态度，你们的生活。
You need to carefully consider your way, your attitude in life, your daily walk, and how you conduct.
所以求主今天在我们一开头这几节里面给我们有一个提醒。
And we thank God that through this few verses at the beginning of this chapter, He can give us a reminder.
叫我们实在知道哈该书那个时候神像这些以色列人讲话，这些人跟我们今天的光景很相像。
And at that time, when Haggai was speaking to the people of Judah, is very similar to us today.
他们是为了重建耶和华的殿而回去的。
Because they have returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
但是很多时候，我们因着一些事情、一些难处、灰心失望，我们就停下来。
But so often we'll easily give up because of some trouble or some difficulty that we have faced.
我们就去经营我们自己的国度，经营我们自己的事业，经营我们自己的家庭，经营我们自己的健康，我们的爱好。
And then we'll stop the God's work and went to build up our own work, building our family, building our career, and building our interests, and building what we want to do ourselves.
但是你看一看，你撒的种多，收的少。
But you see,
喝吃也不得饱。
That you may sow so much, yet you bring back little, and you may eat and not satisfy, and drink and cannot quench your thirst.
所以主的话说，我们要审查我们的行为。
So the word of God say, we need to consider our ways.
我们是不是来到神面前，付一点代价，分别出来？来到神面前，向神向山取木料，建造神的殿。
So we pay a price to go to the mountain and come before God, and to from there to receive the material that we can bring back to build the house of God.
神说，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。
And God said, I will take pleasure and be glorified.
你有没有叫神在你身上因着你而他喜乐且得荣耀呢？
Have you let God take pleasure in you and be glorified?
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求你真是叫我们省察我们自己的行为。
Oh Lord, please make us to carefully consider our own ways.
叫我们知道我们在地上的目的是什么。
For Lord, we know what is the aim for us to be on the earth.
叫我们知道你是为了什么造我们，又呼召我们，又得着我们。
And so that we know why you created us, called us, and even want to gain us.
你叫我们知道我们为什么我们这样聚会，我们是谁，我们什么是我们的见证。
And you teach us who we are and why we so gathering and what is our testimony.
我们灵里面满足吗？
Lord, is our heart satisfied?
主啊，求你叫我们有一个心，让你因着我们叫你得着喜乐，叫你得着荣耀。
Lord, please give us such a heart to please you and to glorify you.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
愿你得着一切的荣耀。
May you receive all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.